Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. It is Friday. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. God is truly good. He's an awesome God, and he can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. And we know that God has been blessing over and over and over and over again. We know that he's healing. We thank God for his healing power, for healing you, you, and you. We are praying for healing, miraculous healing. And he is a miracle-working God. I believe in the power of prayer. I know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, or prayer can change you. So we're praying that God will just touch you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Yes, he is an awesome God. We're going to go to Psalm 70 this morning. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confused that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be turned back for reward of their shame that say, ah, ah. Let all those that seek after thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Let's magnify the Lord today, my sisters and my brothers. Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy, and make haste unto me. O God, thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Okay, we want you to get that in your spirit this morning. Psalm 70. Thanks be to God. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confronted that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward, fearing that desires my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, ah, ah. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and such as love thy salvation. Say thou continuously, let God be magnified. Magnify the Lord for his goodness and his greatness that he's doing in your life. Magnify the Lord for he's brought you through your trials and tribulations. Magnify the Lord because you are overcomers. Praise God. We're not survivors. We are overcomers. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Pray the scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Pray the word of God. If you're going through something this morning, you don't know which way to go, which direction to go in, I want you to read Psalm 70 three times. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confronted that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that devise my hurt. You're not confused. Send that confusion back to hell from which it came. God is the author of what? Peace and order. He's not the author of confusion. Send that confusion back to the pits of hell. We will not have any confused men and women of God walking this earth. Let them be turned back for reward of their shame that say, ah, ah. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Magnify the Lord, not your trials and tribulations. Magnify the Lord, not your sickness and disease. Magnify the Lord, not your enemies. Magnify the Lord, not what's going on in the world. Magnify the Lord. We magnify the things of the world. We need to magnify the Lord, the Almighty Living God. Let others hear about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Magnify the Lord. He's greater than any sickness, any disease, any trial, any tribulation, any situation that you're going through. Magnify the Lord. Let others see how good God is. As we say, taste and see. Magnify the Lord. God, you are great. God, you're awesome. God, you're wonderful. You're a way maker. You're food when I'm hungry. your medication when I need it. You're a healer. You're a deliverer. Magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Magnify the Lord. Not what you're going through. Magnify the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. And watch your blessings come through. Watch things begin to change in your life. Watch you begin to feel better. Magnify the Lord. God, I trust you. God, I believe you. I know that you are a way maker. I know that you're a deliverer. I know that you're a healer. Magnify the Lord, not your trials and tribulations. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Magnify the Lord. Oh, let us magnify the Lord today. It's Friday. You've made it through. We're in miracle working season. And I've heard so many miracles this past week. Thank God for Jesus. Miracle working season. We're beginning to go into our second week of miracle working season. So we're going to magnify the Lord for the great things that he is doing. We thank God for those that have gone through trials and tribulations. We thank God for those that are going through trials and tribulations because he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Psalm 77 says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. And he says, and he gave ear unto me. God is hearing you. He hasn't forgotten about you. In the day of trouble, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran into the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Some of you refuse to let God comfort you. He said that he will send you a comforter. Take him at his word. I remember God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. My God, my God, my God. Somebody's overwhelmed this morning. You're saying you trust in God. Trust in God. No matter what. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. My God, my God. Call upon the name of Jesus this morning. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ, my dear ones. He wants to hear from you. Have a little talk with Jesus. I call to remembrance my song in the night. Have a song in your heart at all times. Blessed assurance, Jesus mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Have a song in your heart. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. When you feel like you're all alone, heartbroken, feel like giving up, sing that song. Hallelujah. Have a song in your heart at all times. Thank you, Jesus. I commune with mine own heart, and even my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be a favorable no more? In his mercy, clean gone forever. Does he promise fail forevermore? Have God forgotten to be gracious? Have he put me in anger, shut up his tender mercies? No, he has not. His mercies are great, and he's given you grace and mercy. As Psalm 23 says, his grace and mercy, grace and mercy he's given us all the days of our life. And I said, this is my infirmity that I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I remember the works of the Lord, surely. I remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all the work and talk of this doings. The way, O God, is in the sanctuary, who is so great that a God as our God. Yes, he is great. Our God is a great God. And he's a gracious God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. Thou art the God, wonders. Wondrous working power. You heard that song. his wondering working power. Yes, that's the kind of God that we serve. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou have with thine arm redeemed thy people. He's a redeemer. The sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw there, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went aboard. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. He's speaking. Yes, he's speaking. The lightning lightens the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. God is leading you this morning. Walk that straight and narrow path. Let the Holy Spirit lead and direct your path. Hallelujah. Then you can say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before him. Come before his presence with singing, a song in your heart. Know ye that the Lord, what? He is God, not you. Know ye that the Lord is God, not your boss, not your pastor, not your preacher. Know ye that the Lord, what? He is God. He makes things happen for you. He protects you. He keeps you from hurt, harm, and danger. Do you know him this morning? Know that the Lord is God. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. Watch out. Some people say, I'm a self-made person. I don't need anybody. I could do this all by myself. You better say you need God. Thank you, Jesus. And he will send you some bodies to be there for you. Christian bodies, men and women of God that love and care for you and the almighty living God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. We can't change anybody. Stop trying to change folk. You can't even change yourself. Thanks be to God. Call upon the almighty living God. Cry out to him this morning. God, I need you. I need a double portion of the loving, caring, understanding God today. I need a double portion for healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Thank you, Jesus, for healing someone of cancer, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis. Thank you, Father God, for healing someone of migraine headaches. Glory be to God. Thanks for healing someone, Father God, from confusion, mental disorders. Touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus. He is God. It is he that hath made us. Yes. He made us in his image. Then we did some things to destroy our image. We did some things to our bodies to destroy our temples. Watch God. Listen to the almighty living God. We can't blame God on all of our illnesses, all of our diseases, all of our situations. Stop blaming God. You had a choice. Thank you, Jesus. And you still have a choice. Salvation is free, my sisters and my brothers. Seek the Lord while you have an opportunity. Welcome into your heart. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your wicked way of living. Yes. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God because of the first Adam. But he sent the second Adam. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Repent of your sins. Daily. Yes. Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future. Thanks be to God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And you know, sometimes sheep can be so dumb. That's why we need the shepherd. We're sheep. We got to be led by the Almighty Living God. Yes, we don't know which direction to go in. We don't know what to do and what to say. That's why we need the shepherd. Thank you. Thank you. Be led by the Holy Spirit, by the Almighty Living God today. Go to the Word of God. Pray and meditate. Seek the Lord while you have an opportunity. Welcome him into your life, every part of your life, not just on Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. Welcome him into your life every day. He's there with you, no matter where you are. If you're a man or woman of God, he sees all and he knows all. You can't hide from God. You might be fooling man or trying to fool man, but if that man or woman is a man or woman of God, they know what's going on in your life too. Thanks be to God for the gift of discernment. God will reveal things to the men and women of God. So stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself. Stop wasting your life to the things of the world. We know that we're all not perfect. That's why he said he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And we don't willingly sin. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's angry with somebody this morning. Forgive them. Pray about it. You forgive them and move on with your life. Shake the dust from your feet and move on with your life. You want a miracle? Forgive, forgive, forgive. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Then you move on with your life. Do not be physically, verbally, mentally, emotionally abused by anyone, my sisters and my brothers. Yes, you are a man or woman of God. Yes, you are a child of God, but you are not a doormat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're not a doormat. Shake the dust from your feet and move on. Do not let your husband, your wife, verbally, physically, emotionally abuse you continuously. That's not of God. Do not allow your loved ones, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, abuse you physically, emotionally, or emotionally, or verbally. Somebody's being abused today, and the Holy Spirit is saying, stop it in the name of Jesus. You need to move on with your life. We can't change people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Bless his name. Bless the name of Jesus. That's what the word of God says. Bless his name. Father, we bless you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. We bless the name of the Almighty Living God. Thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to bless you as we bless others. And as we are a blessing, you are a blessing. I want you to know it this morning. You are a blessing. You're God's man and God's woman. You are a blessing. You're not a burden. Thank you, Jesus. You are a blessing. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. What you're going through may not feel good. But the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, generation after generation after generation. Psalm 100. Read it in your studies. Read it breakfast time, lunchtime. Read the word of God. When you don't know what to do, don't know what to say, go to the word of God. And always, my sisters and brothers, read your Song of Protection 91. Yes, God is real, and he's real in my soul, for he has washed and made me whole. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. Good morning to you, you and you, women and men of God, children of God, daughters of God, sons of God. God is made in his image. He is our Father. Yes, he is. He's a father to you, a mother to you, a sister to you, a brother to you, a uncle, a aunt, a cousin, a niece, a nephew, a lawyer in the courtroom, a judge above all judges, a doctor, the mighty surgeon. He's your keeper. He's your employer. Yes, he is your employer, and he has benefits. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he is your employer with benefits. Thanks be to God. By his stripes you are healed. You got health coverage. Thanks be to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You have everything that you need. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Everything that you need is right there in the hands of the Almighty Living God. We talked about the prayer of talking directly to God. The person who faithfully prays in this way is certain to succeed because he's in tuning himself to the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. This Methodist prayer is simple and fulfilling the promise of Jesus. Things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Matthew 21 and 22. And I pray that it's according to the word and the will of God. Don't forget, when you are in doubt about whether you should pray for a certain thing or not, ask yourself three questions. First, is it spiritually legal? Will it hurt anyone else? Will it be good for all concerned? There's a saying, the good for one is the good of all. Thank you, Jesus. Stop being selfish with your prayers and only want things to happen for you. Second, do you really want what you are asking for to the extent that you're willing to accept the responsibility that having it will bring? New good always brings new responsibilities and challenges. You want that new car? That's responsibilities. You want that new home? That's responsibilities. You want that husband or that wife? That's a responsibility. You want children? That's responsibilities. You want a promotion on a job? There comes responsibilities. You're buying those new clothes. You got to keep those clothes clean. You got to keep those clothes up the bar. That's new responsibilities. Watch out. There's responsibilities with what you're asking for. Third, are you willing, if necessary, to give up something you now have to make way for the good you want, which would replace it? Emerson said that for everything that you gain, you lose. Some of us need to clean out our closets. Some of those clothes we have worn in years, and we won't wear. Pass them on to someone else. Some furniture we have at home, pass it on to someone else. If it's in good shape and good condition, share. Learn how to share. You are a blessing so that you could be a blessing to someone else. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. But don't cast your pearls to the swine. Pray about it. God, who should I bless today? Thank you, Jesus. Don't cast your pearls to the swine. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. God will lead and direct you as to who you should bless. Do not cast your pearls to the swine. Do not bless Satan. My God, my God, my God. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Thank you, Jesus. Are you willing, if necessary, to give up something you now have to make way for the good you want, which will replace it? Emerson said that for everything you gain, you lose something. Let something go. When you get married, my sisters, my brothers, men and women, you can't continue to be with those friends. You're now married, husband and wife. That should be your best friend now. Husband and wife, you should be friends. Husband and wife, you got to let go some of those Friday nights out with the boys and with the girls. Got to let go some of those phone calls with the girls. Yes, I'm married now, okay? You should be best friends. Yes, you can still socialize with your family, with your friends. Amen? But some things you got to let go. Sometimes you got to let go. Worship together with your husband and your wife. Pray together. Seek the Lord. Enjoy life. But some of those old friends we got to let go. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. You never go wrong when praying for things, to pray for divine results. When you pray in the name of Jesus, you're going to seal it in the name of Jesus, but ask for divine results in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God. We talked about, glory be to God, the prayer of talking directly to God. We talked about the prayer of asking. The prayer of asking. God will give you the desires of your heart. The word desires means from the Father. If God did not want you to be happy and successful, you would not possibly achieve happiness and success no matter what you did. No matter what you did. No matter what, how hard you tried. Regardless of how much you might strain and press towards success, you would fail if God did not want you to succeed. God, you want to be successful? Have the Almighty Living God in your life. Thank you, Jesus. At times, man is inclined to decide personally what he wants, then formulate an affirmation to get it. And through use of that decree, they try to force God to give him his desires. Watch out, that's dangerous. We don't try to force God. The word of God says, ask and you shall receive. Struggle and strife often results. Delay, disappointment, barriers, and obstacles may stop the answer. However, the prayer of asking simply asks God for what you want. You're asking. That child asks you for that cookie. That child asks you, Mommy, can I go out? That child asks you, can I ride my bike today? Can I wear this today? We're children of God. We ask our Father. We don't tell him what to do. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer of asking simply asks God for what you want, knowing you do not have to try to force him to give it to you, because it was God in you wanting it for you that gave you desire in the first place. If you are a man or woman of God, it's the God in you that gave you that desire. Thank you, Jesus, because it was God in you that gave you that desire in the first place, the God in you. Thank you, Jesus. You're born again. You're Christian. The desires of your heart. We're talking about men and women of God. God will give you the desires of your heart, men and women of God that know the Almighty Living God and live according to the word of God. You cannot ask for anything that has not already been given to you on the invisible plane. The simple prayer of asking wipes out time and space between you and the receiving. Often just saying, this or something better, Father, let thine unlimited good appear. Let thy will be done. In other words, let thy will be done, not my will. Because God knows exactly what we need when we need it. Yes, he does. This or something better, Father, let thine unlimited appear. God knows exactly what you need. You may be asking for one suit. He may end up giving you 10 suits. Ah, thank you, Jesus. It happened with me, and they were all free. Uh-huh. You may ask for one, he'll give you 10. He'll bless you above and beyond what you can imagine or what you can think. That's the kind of God that we serve. It's all that is needed to get results. Either the result that you had in mind or something far better. I want you to know, my sisters and brothers, God has a plan for your life, much better than what you can imagine. But we got to walk according to the will and the way of the Almighty Living God, not the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. Then we got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and rest in the Lord. We can't share our blessings with everyone. The word of God says he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies.
Let him prepare that table right while your enemies are there watching. You have to brag about it. You can brag on Jesus and say, look what God has done. God has blessed me. God has healed me. God has delivered me from that situation. You praise God, not yourself. You praise the Almighty Living God and walk meek and humble. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is blessing someone right now under the sound of my voice. Receive your blessing. Receive your miracle. Remind yourself often that if it were not God's good desires of your heart, you would not desire them in the first place. It was God's will, men and women of God. It was God's will, not your will. Selfish, human, limited, surface desires do not last. Selfish, human, limited, surface desires do not last. Thank you, Shanita Kelly, for sharing your home with others this season. Thank you for opening the doors of your home and blessing others. God will continue to bless you and watch over you and keep you. You weren't selfish with your blessings. Thank you, Jesus. And those that took advantage of your blessings, don't worry about those. God will take care of them. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Taylor, for sharing your knowledge of the Word of God with others. Thank you, Minister Shern Ricks, for sharing your love, your gifts, your help, your ministry, and your gift of help with others. Thank you for not being selfish. Thanks be to God, you Sister Greta, for blessing and walking the streets of Baltimore. I know you're praying as you walk through those streets. We thank you right now for many of you that are sharing your gifts with others, your gifts of helps. Thank you. That's a wonderful gift to have. Thank you for not being selfish. Those selfish, human, limited, surface desires do not last. Thank you, Mother Green, the late Samuel Green, for sharing your home, your food, your gifts, your love with others. Be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing many of you with the gift of helps. Those selfish, human, limited, surface desires do not last. They soon pass away. Whereas the deep desires of the soul quietly persist, seeking fulfillment. The word desire means from the Father. He will give you the desires of your heart, my sisters and my brothers. Yes, he will, Pastor Maybelle Hickman. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Healing, deliverance. We're praying for your children, your loved ones. We're praying for you. Yes, we are. Those that are homeless, walking the streets, we are praying for you. We may not know your names. We're praying that God will touch your minds and heal your mind from mental illness, from drug addiction, substance abuse, alcoholism. We're praying, hallelujah, against those spirits that's not of the Almighty Living God. We're praying for those that have taken the lives of innocent victims. Father God, touch their minds right now. Touch their minds in the name of Jesus and killing the use of illegal weapons in our streets, in our homes, on our jobs, in our schools. Stop it, Father God. Make our schools safe for our children, our colleges, and our universities. Bless us with the bus drivers that the schools now need to transport our children back and forth, Father God. Father God, we pray right now for those innocent young children that are walking the streets on a daily basis, going to school. We thank you for the parents that are leading them and directing them in the right way. Touch our young people in the name of Jesus. We come against those spirits that's not of you. Bless our city right now. Bless our country. Bless our counties, our nation. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. We're praying, Father God, that your will be done in our lives and the lives of those that are walking our streets, our police officers, our sheriffs, our detectives, Father God. Those that are trying to fight crime, Father God, we pray for them that you would give them the gift of discernment. We come against that spirit, Father God, of destruction right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that you'll protect your people, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. And that we'll witness to those that have not called upon the name of Jesus, that you use us as your vessels, as your walking epistles, in our homes, on our jobs, in the streets, on the bus, on the airplane, in the grocery store, in the bank, on the train, even in our private vehicles, Father God. Protect us from those that are driving recklessly on the streets. In the name of Jesus, let it cease, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're asking for your protection right now, Father God. We need it in every area of our life, every day, every minute, every second, Father God. And we're praying for those families that have gone through death in the name of Jesus, the transitioning of their loved ones. We're praying, Father God, you'll touch mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers who have lost loved ones, grandparents and great-grandparents who have lost loved ones. Touch their minds, their bodies, spirits, and their souls. Let them cry out to you, the Almighty Living God. We know that you're able, Father God, to heal this land. And we're praying for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You said if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. So we are crying out, your people. You said judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. We're praying for our archbishops, our bishops, our apostles, our chief apostles, our pastors, our trustees, our deacon and deaconess, our missionaries, our ambassadors, our kings, our queens. We're praying, Father God, for our president, Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, our vice president, Kamala Harris, and her husband and their families. We're praying for our leadership, Father God, in the White House, Congress, all over the world. We're a nation called to pray without ceasing. And we're crying out to you, Almighty Living God, for deliverance and healing right now in this land. We're walking by faith and not by sight. You don't give us that spirit of fear. And we thank you right now because we're trusting in you, the Almighty Living God. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. We come against mental disorders right now, paranoid schizophrenic, bipolar conditions. We come against that mental disease right now. Touch the minds right now, Father God. Deliver them. Regulate those minds right now in the name of Jesus. We know that you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Fix those deceitful hearts because, yes, our hearts can be deceitful. Soften those hearts right now. Go behind the prison bars, Father God. Touch the prisoners that are there, the innocent ones that have not committed a crime. Don't harden their hearts, Father God. Soften their hearts. Let them yield to you, Father God. Touch them right now. Let them know that you're going to make a way out of no way for them right now. Those, Father God, that have committed crimes, let them cry out to you. Let them surrender to you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Go into the prisons right now, the jail cells. Wake them up and shake them up. Let them feel the spirit of the Almighty Living God. Those that are walking the streets, Father God, soften their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Let them feel and experience the glory of the Lord. Let a change take place in their lives. Father God, we pray right now for those that are fighting in the wars. You said that there will be wars and rumors of wars. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring about peace in the valley. We pray for those that are in the floods, in the fires, Father God. We pray that you will make a way out of no way for them, that they'll suffer no lack. We're praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, for someone that's being evicted today. Make a way out of no way. Provide them with food and shelter and a place to stay. Soften someone's heart right now, Father God, that there will be a blessing to someone that's staying in need of a miracle. We thank you right now for replenishing someone's bank account. We thank you, Father God, for someone's bills being paid, Father, in the name of Jesus. They'll be debt-free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. From this day forth, Father God, have every bill to be paid, every bill to be wiped out, that your people will be the lenders and not the borrowers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you'll transfer the wealth from the wicked to the righteous, and the righteous will do right by your money. Thank you, Father God. It all belongs to you. Bless those that are tithing faithfully to the body of Christ. Bless those, Father God, that are tithing above and beyond. Bless the givers, Father God, that are tithing and giving to the body of Christ. We thank you for the churches and the temples, Father God, that are open, that are operating. We thank you for those that are assembling together in their homes, on their jobs, praying on the streets. We thank you right now, Father God, for someone that has a mind to just join the body of Christ, to be in the family of Christ, the Almighty Living God. We thank you right now. You're a good God. You're a gracious God. And you can do anything but fail, and you haven't failed us yet. Bless your children. Bless the senior citizens. We lift them up, Father God, that you protect them from seen and unseen danger as they lie in the nursing homes, in the hospitals. Father God, protect them right now. You're the mighty surgeon. You're the mighty healer. Touch the medication that they're receiving, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. That heal their bodies from arthritis, from bursitis. Father God, touch their bodies, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Regulate the minds of our seniors. There will be no more dementia, no more Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit right now of confusion. Touch that mind right now. We thank you right now for protecting us from seen and unseen danger. We thank you for the food that we have to eat. We thank you, Father God, for our farmers that are farming in the fields, in the heat, in the weather. Bless our farmers, Father God, and the food and the crops that they plant on a daily basis. We pray for our animals, Father God, our farm animals. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll keep them healthy and strong in the name of Jesus. We know that everything you made is good, and we thank you right now, and we repent of our sins. We ask that you forgive us of anything that we've said or done that wasn't pleasing or acceptable in thy eyesight. We pray for our kings and our queens. We pray, Father God, for our prayer warriors, our those that are interceding for others that don't know how to pray. We lift up your name, Jesus, on this day, that you'll give us the desires of our hearts. My brothers and my sisters, if God did not want you to be happy and successful, you would not possibly achieve happiness and success no matter what you did, no matter how hard you tried. Regardless of how much you might strain and press towards success, you would fail if God did not want you to succeed. Thanks be to God. God will give you the desires of your heart, and pray that God's will be done. You may not understand it, but cry out to God. Someone said, I decided if God would do that for them, he would do mighty things for other individuals. If God, you would just fix this situation for me, I won't go back. You made that promise. God, if you just bless me with this home, I'll do the right thing. God, if you bless me with this car, I'll drive the right places. God is hearing you. Uh-huh. We made those promises unto God. My sisters and my brothers, are you keeping those promises that you made to him? The prayer of asking. We're going to talk on next week, on Monday, on tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow, Saturday. We're going to talk about the prayer of asking for direct guidance. The prayer of asking for direct guidance. Thank God for Jesus. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. And ask that his will be done in every situation in your life. We are praying for you 24 hours around the clock. Yes, praying 24 hours around the clock. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Let God lead and guide you and direct you. It's miracle working season, my sisters and my brothers. As you walk down the streets, pray. As you walk into your home, pray. As you go on your job, pray. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out prayer. Doesn't have to be a loud prayer. Call upon the name of Jesus. He will hear you, and he will answer you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Continue to pray without ceasing. Seek the Lord while you have a chance. God is good. He's an on-time God. He may not come when you think he should come, but he's always on time. Watch God move in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit. Yes, God is real, Apostle Margie Mercer. Yes, he is real, and he's real in our soul. Let him do wondering working power. Watch his wondering working power in your life and in the lives of others. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Request your beautiful, blessed prayer rug, miracle working prayer rug. Send me your prayer requests. Send me your praise reports. We are excited about what God is doing in this season. We're going into a new season. Yes, we are. Miracle working season. Thank you, Jesus. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Tune in again on tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer, with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. God bless you real good. Have a blessed, blessed day. Look out for your miracles, and then praise and thank God for your miracles, and be a blessing to someone. Someone may need a glass of water. Someone may need a smile. Bless them, the word of God. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing and the great things he will continue to do in your life and in my life. God bless you real good.